WRNN FM 99.5 presents Heather Hansen O'Neill on the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit. Made possible by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. This is where we shine a light on local business leaders who are actively helping our community and learn about the correlation between doing good and profitability. And now, Heather Hansen O'Neill.
Hello and welcome to The Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I'm your host, Heather Hansen O'Neill, and I'm excited about the topic and the guest for this week's show. I have been in the hospitality, the meeting and events world for many, many years. As a past president, facilitator and speaker for MPI, which is Meeting Professionals International, starting, running, growing a program called the Phoenix Group for meeting professionals in transition during the very difficult time for the hospitality industry, which is the COVID pandemic. I'm also currently one of the strategic advisors for ALHAI, also known as Associated Luxury Hotels International. I do a lot of work with many of the larger hotels chains across the country. And so I believe in the importance of hospitality, of meetings, of events, of how we can change the world when we meet. And so I'm very excited about our guest today and about the incredible company that she comes from. Let me introduce her to you now. As Vice President of Team Member Services at Britain Resorts and Hotels, Melissa Bilka leads strategic initiatives that drive workforce development, training, and associate relations across the organization. Melissa holds the esteemed SHRM SCP, which is the Senior Certified Professional Certification. That is a big deal, folks, if you're not familiar with it. Reflecting her expertise in HR and workforce management, her dedication to talent development has contributed to Britain Resorts being recognized as one of the best places to work in South Carolina. She's also served in leadership roles with the Coastal Organization of Human Resources, and she was also their president at one point, and maintains active memberships in SHRM and ATD. She also currently serves on the Horry County United Way Board. She gives back to the community. I love this. She's also recently nominated for the Workforce Development Award in South Carolina, acknowledging her contributions to enhancing skills and opportunities within the region's workforce. Now, I will tell you, I could go on way more because Melissa has done a great deal, but I would much rather bring her on and hear from her directly. Welcome, Melissa. How are you today?
Great, Heather. Thank you so much for having me today.
This is going to be a great conversation. Now, I spent a lot of time in hospitality. It's one of my favorite places to be and to serve. So you have spent a lot of time in hospitality as well. You know, you've done a lot in operations, moving up through different roles and across the board. You know, what do you think that you most enjoy about being in the hospitality industry?
The hospitality industry to me is a really unique opportunity in many ways. So I'll tell you a long story to get to your answer. However, I started in the business a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And I started as a room attendant. I had plans to go to school, and due to the passing of my father at 15, my priorities really changed into, you know, having a path and really knew where I was going, to then suddenly having to worry about things like just getting by and how will I survive, which is the short story to my story. However, when I started the position as a room attendant, again, I thought I was going to do something else. I always say, I thought I was going to be a teacher, or I thought I was going to work for the FBI. Mm-hmm. And now I chuckle and say, well, I really kind of do both of those in certain things, but it was a great opportunity. And I see this opportunity for so many people. In the way of, I started in one place, but then there were other opportunities to change positions and cross train So from housekeeping, I basically went to front desk and then tried to learn everything I possibly could along the way in those positions. And then when I received my first management position, that was my first time really being away from the area that I grew up in. So it's just been a complete adventure. Really, my favorite thing in the hospitality industry is it doesn't really matter where you came from or what you did. What's important to us is where you want to go. And that part is important to me because, as you can imagine, there's a wide variety and diverse population that we all experience different things in our lives. And this was an opportunity for me not just to find a job, but to find a career. And I knew absolutely nothing, of course, about the industry. So having a lot of great mentors along the way who helped guide me as I went through a lot of these different positions, both within human resources and operations, because operations is really where I started. But my career has been a mix. Those mentors, again, guided me, but they also told me when I wasn't being my best. So it's I've also carried that forward to say everything we do is a lesson. And to be in the business with hospitality, you have to love people. And then being in human resources, of course, and all these, you have to be able to accept people and understand when they're not at their best and celebrate the times when they're at their best.
It sounds to me like everything that you've done in your journey has led you to being where you are now and why you're good at it, right? I love to hear the backstory of where people came from. I really like that you knew and you did it, and now you foster it for others. This philosophy of, like you mentioned, like, where do you want to go? It doesn't matter what you experienced before, it doesn't matter what you overcome, it doesn't matter whether you went to college or not, or whether you did this or didn't do that. It doesn't matter. It's where you are now and where you want to go and what you're willing to do. Like, I heard in your story that you wanted to learn, you wanted to grow, you wanted to try different areas. It was an adventure. It was how you showed up that I'm sure caused some of these mentors to say, "Hey, let's take a look at Melissa. Let's take her under our wing. She has potential here." And I see that a lot in hospitality, that people do go into different roles, or they can move from one department to another department to learn and grow and come back. That's part of the reason why I always say, hey, you can never burn a bridge, right? You have to always be kind, always be nice, always do your best, because you may end up seeing somebody in a different role in a different capacity again very shortly, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. And one day you may report to that person too. So that's a
Exactly.
really exciting part. But again, I think especially for students, particularly, of course, it applies to anyone. But just based on my own experience, right? Being in high school and trying to finish up school and not really knowing what am I going to do, where am I going to go? I have to go right into the workforce. The hospitality industry is definitely an industry to take a look at. Not to say that we wouldn't encourage pursuing educational opportunities such as going to college, but if they do go to that route, when they're in the situation where they have to go directly into the workforce, my recommendation is really that they find an employer who offers things like tuition reimbursement or a scholarship program, as we do. Which will allow them, of course, to continue. We're supportive of doing that. We balance that out with what they're doing at work. But they don't walk away from school necessarily having, to worry about debt that comes with that sometimes.
I know that one of the things that, when we had spoken before, that you're very passionate about is nurturing that talent and fostering a great company culture, right? So that it draws people, it attracts people, you're serving them to help guide them in this whole journey that they have. It's part of what ensured that Britain Resorts remains an employer of choice, right? That's part of what you do. So what do you think? Can you tell us a little bit more about the importance of that for you and for Britain Resorts?
Well, Heather, you give me a lot of credit in an area I have to spread that credit. With Britain Resorts being in the market and a company that goes back We had some really great leaders and do today that instilled some values in the teams. My favorite part that rings true for me is they said they made deals back in the day, remember? So way back in the 50s and 60s, you made deals basically by a handshake. And in order for people to trust you to do that, you have to have all those values, integrity, follow through with what you're going to say, et cetera. So we had that blessing of having really strong core values throughout, and their coaching, building the talent and mentoring then carries through. And what that has done is really created an organization where we have a lot of great leaders. So it is not something that I particularly did. Everyone loves what we do, and we have a lot of the same stories for career paths and the giving back and mentoring people. And what people really have said about why they love working here is all the people that they work with, first and foremost, which in a hospitality business, it has a lot of wonderful aspects to it, but sometimes can be challenging when you're open 365, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So who they work with is very, very important.
It's
I think
huge.
that the kudos to the team for continuing on that legacy and passion for mentoring others while dealing with a complex business, right?
Right. I mean, we never said that it was simple, but we did say that it would be fun and it would be a challenge and you'd get a lot out of it. So I really am very interested in this Women's Leadership Alliance program that you do. And I'm sure that there are listeners out there that would be very interested in that as well. Would you be able to share a little bit about that?
Yes, we love this program. It was a recommendation by a board member a few years ago. The idea of this, as you can relate to yourself, is how do we support and empower women in a complex and diverse environment to continue to help them, mentor them, and watch them grow? And the reason for that overall is just women hold less than 15% of C-suite positions or senior executive positions across the country. So when you stop and think about that, you really think about what are the reasons that that occurs. And we don't want to have that happen in our organization. So how do we really support women? We're actually rolling out our fourth class this year, so we're really excited about it. Out
Great.
of our first class, most of the participants in that class have been promoted since they graduated, so to speak, that class. We choose about 10 to 12 people in the organization to participate in the program. And it runs 10 months, and they have core classes that they complete, which is anything from Strengths Finder to Leadership Circle. And it allows them to really do a deeper dive on who they are, what their strengths are, how they appear, not just at work, but both professionally and at home. And then once they really understand that, then they start to learn more about what do other people really think about me in my areas that I'm really strong and where I have to improve. And I learned so much from doing that first class, not just about myself, but what challenges that women really do run into in the workplace.
It's complex. I mean, there's so much. And I really appreciate in things where the women's leadership addresses female leaders holistically. It's not just, okay, this is my role right now, right here. How can I be better at it? That's part of it, of course. But it's who are you as a leader? How can you better understand, become aware of yourself, understand how you're presenting yourself, but also how you feel about certain things and how you can gain confidence and how you can pull out those strengths and use them more effectively and communicate better? That's going to help you in every role that you have. And so I think it's very powerful to be able to offer this within the organization, within Britain Resorts and Hotels. And I know we're coming close to our commercial break right now, but and a 10-month program. That's incredible. I just have a quick question for you before we go to break. Now, that includes that mentorship that we've been talking about since we started this show too, right?
It does. And I cannot express my gratitude on behalf of everyone in the company for the leaders in the in you know, we choose leaders from different businesses, backgrounds, and they all wholeheartedly volunteered to be part of the program, and we just could not do it without them because it gives each participant an outside view, and they're able to talk to them about literally anything, right? Again, professionally, personally, and they don't have to worry about how does that reflect on them at work, which sometimes can occur. So we thank all of them, and again, the deepest of gratitudes. We're so very fortunate.
That's fantastic. Melissa, thank you so much. Listeners, we're talking to Melissa Bilka of Britain Resorts and Hotels right now, and we're going to continue that conversation and dive a little bit more into workforce development on the other side of the break. Make sure to stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Tammy Hardy, and I'm a certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. I'm focused on helping clients build confidence and achieve their financial and life goals. I provide financial planning, investment management, tax planning, and estate strategies. And I'm also passionate about helping women build their financial confidence. Reach out to me, Tammy Hardy, today at thrivepws.com. That's thrivepws.com. Thank you.
Exciting news. Heather Hansen O'Neill's newest best-selling book, Finding Humanity, The Evolution of Sales, has been released. It has already received top new release and bestseller standings. This book will help you uncover the threads of connection that make life rich and meaningful, as well as the business case for why now is the time to infuse humanity into the workplace. 100% of net proceeds from Finding Humanity go to Alzheimer's organizations. Search for Finding Humanity on Amazon and order your copy today.
Welcome back to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I am your host, Heather Hansen O'Neill, and today I have the great pleasure of speaking to Melissa Bilka of Britain Resorts and Hotels. Before we went into the break, we were talking about the amazing Women's Leadership Alliance program at Britain Resorts and Hotels. We were talking about the philosophy, the culture of mentorship within the organization, and I just love it. I find that with mentorship, we think, oh my goodness, this person, this leader is taking the time to spend with us. It's for a reason. It's because they had a mentor at some point along the way, and we want to give back. We're so grateful for what others have done for us. We want to give back, right? Have you found that, Melissa?
Absolutely. And the great feedback that we've heard is not only do they feel great about supporting another woman as they're going through their journey, but they also learn a lot along the way themselves. And
Yes.
I said, that's when you know you have success and a great mentor, because a great mentor always learns from their mentee.
It is definitely cyclical. I agree with you there. And I'm also curious, what other exciting things are you involved in for workforce development?
There's a long list, Heather.
We
I
have
will also
some time,
say,
Melissa. It's okay. We can
kudos to my team. It's really about everything that they're doing to support the community and those out there looking for, again, it could be a job, a second job, a career. They really do an awesome job. And I like to highlight that they did 28 events last year related to hiring, supporting different groups with mock interviews. I mean, you name it. They just do so many different activities there. The one that is most exciting to me right now is I want to highlight a couple of partners that we have that we've been working with. One is Partnership Grand Strand, who includes a workforce development subcommittee that I serve on, with BJ Beavers leading that group. They've done a phenomenal job of trying to help employers connect with those looking for positions. So, as you can imagine, they're out there as a neutral person speaking to candidates who and what their struggles are in finding employment or careers, and then speaking with employers who have the struggles of finding people. You think this would be really easy, Heather, but for some reason, they found that there's a disconnect. Or, you know, how do we work better as employers with schools, the colleges, the high schools, Again, I can't speak highly enough of them. They've made a huge difference and created a whole new space of opportunity for us as employers.
That's
They're
fantastic.
doing things that we don't necessarily have the time to do, and they're working on, again, how do we find people and then help develop those individuals, which gives back to anybody in the community because we're building our workforce for the future.
That's right.
The other part of that, the other person that I w really wanted to mention is Horry County Schools and Amanda Venata. So last year they started a tour of the high schools, and within the schools they have these various programs where they specialize in different areas. So sometimes it can be a challenge to keep your motivation to go on in recruiting because we don't always connect correctly, so to speak, right? And trying to figure all of that out, which is a whole bigger discussion, so I apologize. But anyway, what they did is said, there seems to be a disconnect with what employers know about what's happening in the high schools and what they're achieving. So they put together a tour or a showcase. And they're running their second one this year, but we essentially went around to all the high schools and learned about the great things that they're doing, which also give the students a different way to learn and give them some experience, soft skills, you name it. They're learning a lot more than I ever realized in the area. So shame on me, but they did a wonderful job with that tour. So now it's more like, how do we help support those specific areas, whether it's food and beverage or hospitality in general, or the business programs, marketing, you name it. There's a lot of opportunity out there. And again, that was a huge aha for us simply because realizing that not every student is going to go to school and some need to enter the workforce right away. We have a better connection now in offering internships for students who want to do that as part of before they graduate. But the wonderful thing about that is, hey, again, does everybody know what they want to do when they're coming out of high school? Well, here's a little snapshot for you to see if it's something you may be interested in. So there's a lot of work being done between Partnership Grand Strand, Horry County Schools, the state of South Carolina and their Workforce Development Council, that I think that we just don't realize all that work that's happening. But what essentially they are doing is making connections and helping us make connections with the right people across the board so we can be more effective and help those, again, looking for whether it's a job, second job, or a career.
What we talk about here are those connection points a lot on the humanity of sales. And it happens sometimes, within an organization, it happens with our customers, it happens with our community. But what you're talking about now, those partnerships are also really important connection points because the reality is we can't do it alone. We need to be able to have strong partnerships so that we can work together to solve challenges that are bigger than we could solve alone. And I think it's wonderful that you're doing that, that you have connected with these partners and that you're working together in that capacity. Let's continue on. We don't have much time left, but you know how I feel here on the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit, about that contribution element. So, is there anything that you'd like to share about the many different ways that you have served the community in leadership roles or with the Horry County United Way Board? Or some of the other things that you've done that you can either share about your experience or how to encourage other people to do that as well.
I think you picked the top ones that I would really mention. I'm not good at talking about myself and everything that I did, as you can tell. My favorite ones are certainly, I learned again so much from being on the United Way of Horry County's board, and things that really impact this community beyond. They have facts around the things that we know we're struggling with, such as workforce housing or transportation or just the general cost of living, right? Especially after we saw this influx of inflation. So we learned a lot about how that impacts our workforce. Certainly working with Partnership Grand Strand has been very rewarding. Another interesting group I was able to be involved in was YMCA's vision for their 2030 strategic planning team, because we were able to get together and talk about, they're constantly working too, and who would know this, right? But they're constantly working on how do we provide available and affordable childcare in the region, which is a big struggle for a lot of people, especially if you're a second parent or maybe someone moved here and they don't have, the support of a full family. There's a lot to work through in order to be successful on both sides. We've worked with Horry County Technical College being on their advisory board for both business and accounting, and then human resources being on Horry County Schools District CTE advisory board, CCU's advisory boards for hospitality and resort tourism management. So again, it's just really about trying to connect with everyone, but it's such a blessing to be able to do that and learn all the things that we've done.
That's great. That's what it's those connection points again. And Melissa, I know that I'm putting you on the spot here by making you talk about yourself, but when you start opening up, we see all of the amazing things that you're doing, that Britain Resorts and Hotels is doing to help this community. And that's what we're here to do on the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit, is to shine a light on the things that people are doing in the community, and to recognize that when we do these things, when we our organizations or people within the community that care about the community and our people, it does come back to us.
I would just encourage anybody to get involved in something that means a lot to you. There's a variety of things that you never know by these, let's call them little roles overall. You never know the impact that you have on other people by giving back, but it can make such a huge difference to an individual in a variety of ways. So finding whether it's an hour here or there, serving on a board, whatever it may be, is just really getting involved to help support the community.
I love it. Thank you so much to Melissa Bilka. And thank you to all you listeners. If you have an idea for a show or someone that you'd like us to shine a light on, reach out to me at heather@thehumanityofsales.com. And make sure to visit us each Sunday right here on Hot Talk 99.5 to listen to The Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. Have a great one.
You've been listening to Heather Hanson O'Neill, host of The Humanity of Sales, brought to you by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. Be sure to tune in each week on Sunday at 10 a.m. for more strategies and stories of purpose and profit.